At this time, we know that happiness is having money in your pocket enough to feel like you can give some away.
It's an honor for me to do this. Heavenly Father, as I stand before this throne, I ask that you put blessings upon these contributions that have been so freely given. And I pray, Father, that you be with us as we leave this place, that we continue to practice the principles of love with one another and to all of our neighbors. May you grant us in abundance in our greatest area of need, individually, wherever that may be. To all this, I ask through your Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, friends. You know, we couldn't survive a year of life without people to support us and help us. And one of those people that supported us and helped us in this church for the last year was our Ruthie. And we just wanted to give Ruthie a special tribute. Would you take that down to Ruthie? And tell her how much we appreciated your praying for us tonight. Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't go too far, Ralph. It's time to get milling. So. We also couldn't have come as far as we have spiritually, growing in wisdom and discernment and attunement, if it were not for our Millie. And we'd like to honor Millie right now.
Thank you.
you. And you too.
Just for that, I'm going to give you a little present.
Woo!
From Matthias.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And I get to give you a passbook. The passbook is designed by Andrea. And the class lessons in here are from the angels. The angels sitting here, and the angels free of the body. I'm too nervous to say anything else, though.
Oh, you've got one already.
We're like kids with candy. They just go ahead and take them, don't they? Eagle on here. And look at the moon. Is there anyone here from class that didn't get a class book? Goodness knows Janie needs one. And Tom Vanceson in the back, honey?
Yeah.
Tom Groh has one. Bill got you.
Anybody else?
Anybody
else?
Brand. Did you find one? Brian's brand?
Diane Knight?
Jeff? Oh, Jeff, you weren't at class either, Jeff. Jeffrey, darling, that's it. Oh, Jeff? No, Jeff, you know, he's... Well, ever since he got to be president of the church. And Karen will have one because John has one. Now that time when we get to practice our message bearing on you. For anyone that's new, we believe life's everlasting, and that those that go free of the body are still alive and still like to talk to us down here. They don't quit loving us just because they leave the body. And so what we want to do is do our very best to bring you a hello from someone that's free of the body. Now, we can never get a negative message from a positive source. And when you leave the body, all that goes with you is your love, big or little. So, whoever comes to us to bring you a hello, coming in love, with love. God is love. So, not a one of us is any closer to God than you are, because God's in here. Wherever love is, God is. So when we come to you, please keep in mind, run it through that God part of you and accept only what feels right. But know that we're just practicing and we're just going to be practicing until we get as good as the example that we know of is Jesus Christ. So we've got a long way to go. But we're doing our best. And we realize that when we message there, we're
doing our best to represent God. So you'll never get a negative message. God's not negative. God hardly even notices when you do wrong. Doesn't have to. God doesn't have to notice when you do wrong. Because as you give, you receive. He kept running over. God doesn't have to worry about that. But when we give out our messages, we're going to do our very, very best to get it as correct as possible. But do accept only what feels right, okay? Could we say together the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now,